table. It shortchanges health care and education. It does not provide a dime to protect essential state and local services.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. The actress Diana Rigg died, co-star of the British TV spy show The Avengers in the 60s, and later Lady Tyrell on HBO's Game of Thrones.
It's done.
It is.
And now the rains weep for a home.
82. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our forecast continues to evolve. The humidity is starting to creep back up, and the rain chances are getting a little bit better every day. So for today, with a high temperature in the lower 90s, look for a sun and cloud mix. There will be scattered, random, hit or miss afternoon and evening storms. They will generally fade out in the nighttime hours tonight, low 73. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, highs around 90 all 3 days. Look for a more generous supply of those storms roaming around each day, especially over the upcoming weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Doesn't mean it's going to rain all the time. They will be of the splash and dash variety. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. One person is dead and a second is injured after a shooting in Macon County Tuesday night. Authorities say the shooting happened on Highway 80, a few miles from Victory Land. The condition of the second person has not been released. No arrests have been made. The State Board of Education will discuss the ongoing intervention into Montgomery Public Schools today. Back in June, MPS sent a letter to State Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey requesting the school system be lifted from intervention status. And 63 students in Pike Road at the George Washington campus have now been quarantined because of positive coronavirus cases. Pike Road Schools tells us that six students at George Washington have tested positive for COVID-19. Parents of the quarantined students have been notified. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, this is Mike from Owens Optical in Eastbrook. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and doing so has dramatically increased our business. The sales and production staff are some of the best I've ever worked with. Thanks, Blue Water, for all you do for us.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks. Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference and get $50 off your electric, plumbing, or HVAC repair. Visit calldixie.com.
Headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. We have Ashley from Morris Promotions.
That is correct.
That is an honor. Ashley, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello, Mr. Dan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. And you, my dear?
I am doing great. Doing great. I just hung up from John. He told me to give a call in. He got tied up, so I have the lucky pleasure of speaking with you today.
Well, what's going on in the mountain today?
Oh, we're just working through trying to get some people pre-approved to get some stuff to closing. Talking with some people. I just actually hung up the phone right before I talked to John. He was one of your lucky listeners, wanting to get pre-qualified to purchase his first home. So,
oh, wow.
We're going to be working on that here as soon as we hang up. So,
Ashley, is that hard to do? Is it hard for somebody to get pre-qualified?
No, sir. All it takes is about a 10 or 15-minute phone call, and we can usually have a pre-approval for a purchase in about an hour.
What are the questions you ask?
We just ask the basic information. We get income, debt, that sort of thing, and kind of see what they're looking for in a house, the price range, and we go from there and run the best options we have.
And so then do you run a credit check?
Yes, sir. We do have to run a credit check for our purchases. It's a click of a button, and we usually have the pre-approval pretty quickly once we pull credit and get all the information together.
That's great. Do you realize how happy you're going to make somebody when they buy their first home?
Yes, sir. We've dealt with several first-time home buyers, and they're all super excited. We try to make the process as easily and quickly as possible, and get them in their home.
What is the age range when somebody's getting a pre-approval letter? What's the age range that of the people that normally call you?
The age range?
Yeah.
We've had as young as about 21. On up to in their 60s looking to purchase a home.
Yay!
Yes, sir. We've had a wide range of purchase calls age-wise.
Well, and that's real estate market is very high right now, and the mortgage market is so down, it is incredible.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've seen a lot. It is definitely a time to get out there. If you've ever thought about wanting to purchase a home, it's time to call and see if we can get you pre-approved, and we'll get you hooked up with a real estate agent and get you out there searching for a house.
Well, tell people where they need to go to Mortgage Corporation of the South.
You need to call us, Mortgage Corporation of the South, 567-9000. And speak with one of us up here on the mountain, and we'll get you pre-approved and get you into your new dream home just as quick as we can.
Ashley, what's your MLS number?
Company NMLS 232-876, and my personal NMLS 1252200.
Ashley, you know what today is?
Today is the drawing for the dinner for two.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Joey Stein, are you ready?
Oh, yeah, ready to go. I already took the liberty of throwing the numbers and the drawings into the random number generator, so we're ready here.
Let's do it.
All right, Ashley.
And the winner is...
East of the Rockies.
East of the Rockies?
East of the Rockies. You're the winner.
Awesome. East of the Rockies, you need to call me. You're going to really enjoy East of the Rockies. 272-9228. East, give me a call. You're the Mortgage Corporation of the South winner. Ashley, thank you so very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Hope you have a great rest of your Thursday.
Will do.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Carolyn, on board the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you, Dan. We're just so glad to have you back, and we're just so proud that the Lord just showed us just what he could do. I told you he was an awesome doctor, the great physician.
There you go.
No, you really, you had a lot of people praying for you, and you just came through just fine. I knew, Dan, too, with your personality, those nurses up there were going to just love having you there because, you know, they really do enjoy their patients. And we told, you know, Jerry and I saw that when he was there years ago. And, of course, it's not any same ones now, but I know that that everything went real well for you. But we're just so glad to have you back in your place here on the radio. What I called about, Dan, was, you know, someone called a while ago and asked, why did Trump take that? Do that interview thing with that book, you know, with Woodward and all that stuff. But Tucker covered that last night on his show, and he said, but he showed a picture of Lindsey Graham on there, which shocked me. But he said that it was three reasons that and said Lindsey even called, set it up and everything, and sat in on the first interview, the first hour one, and all this with Trump. I could tell Tucker wasn't pleased about it either. But he said they had become friends, you know, after all that and everything because of how, you know, since Trump's been the president. But it was like one thing was immigration and there's two others. And I can't remember what they were. You probably know them if you saw that program. But anyway, so, you know, and my question for you is, wonder why he really did do that. I mean, even if he, you know, they were just talking about, Tucker was just saying he didn't always agree with Trump on things. And he named those three, and he said then they came to see eye to eye, whatever, and all that. But so that just made me kind of wonder, too, why did Lindsey do that? He really should have stayed out of it or just...
I can tell you why. It's right out of Art of the Deal. Trump, in Art of the Deal, he says, I want to meet with people and be with people because I believe they can better understand me, I can better understand them, and I can win them over to my side. Now, he doesn't remember to do that with Bob Woodward, and that was not going to happen.
Well, I just wish that he had never done this one, I tell you, with Woodward, because I don't want to say a snake in the grass, but, you know, I'm not one, I don't want to be that big a critic, but, I mean, he's just really, he's just one of them. You know what I mean? So,
absolutely.
Any of them, I just, you know, I just mark them off and everything. So, I hate that it happened to Trump, because if it's anything he doesn't need, I thought of you last night when I was sitting there about, oh, my goodness, now Dan's going to say tomorrow, what has Trump done today that's wrong? You know, how you always make that statement, and it's true.
Yeah.
It's just every day they're looking for something. So I figured this was probably they were going to use this for the October surprise, and it turned out to be, you know, Woodward couldn't wait, so he just wanted to have it September surprise. And so now we're in a mess, but I hope that he can overcome this. I don't know. But anyway, I'm not staying on here. I know some other people probably trying to get to talk to you, too. But we're just so glad to have you back.
And Karen, thank you so much.
And Joey did a good job, as he always does. So he. And by the way, Joey, I need you to put me in the Sweet Creek, too.
Yes, 12-12, all right.
Okay. You're in.
And I get off then, Dan, and so we'll keep praying for you. And you hang in there.
Thank you.
And I know that Benji really missed you, didn't he?
Say it again.
Huh?
She said she knew that Benji really missed you.
Oh, as I miss Benji, Benji missed me.
I know.
Thanks,
you did.
Caroline.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you go then. I'll talk with you another day. Okay. Bye.
Thank
now.
You. Diane, is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
How are you? How are you?
I'm doing good.
You're in the Dan Moore Show.
I'm a second time caller. And I want to tell you how much I enjoyed winning Sweet Creek about, I guess it was before COVID. But We got so many nice things. I got beets that were out of this world, pickle beets, and all kind of jellies and corn, sweet corn, and then we went back and got barbecue, and the Boston butts were so tender and big and everything. You just can't ask for better. And then we went on Labor Day, this past Labor Day, and got a plate. And we were in and out of there in 10 minutes. And that plate for $9 was fabulous. You got a barbecue, pork, bread, coleslaw, camp stew, and lemon pound cake. And it was delicious.
And that was a bargain for $9. I had several people that put Facebook pages, pictures up, and messaged me about it. And said it was really good.
It was. Well, the only other thing I wanted to tell you is that I just want to tell you how much we appreciate your show, because y'all tell the truth, and I've learned so much about politics listening to your shows, all of them. And I just want to shout out to everybody and tell them to listen to your shows, because y'all are the only ones telling the truth, just like Fox News. I want people to watch Fox News, because all these crazy Democrats are just liars.
Well, Diane, I appreciate the kind words, and I'm really glad that you listened to the show.
Well, can I get in for the Sweet Creek?
Joey, what do you say?
I think we'll allow it this time, Diane. Especially after you said all those sweet things, you should be in the Sweet Creek drawing.
And Mortgage Corporation of the South?
For next week, yes, ma'am.
Okay, my birthday is 10-2.
10-2. Okay, we got you in.
Okay, thank you. Y'all have a nice day.
Thanks, Diane. Wait, Damo Show will be back after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. New York restaurants are opening up at a 25% of capacity. That'll be not enough. They'll barely, they won't even pay the rent on those places. So, much of that. New York's got a lot of struggling to do. Let's go back to John Richardson, Dickerson, rather. Listen to Gail King compare this to Watergate and a smoking gun.
Well, there certainly is a lot of chatter about it, John. I was watching news last night. I stayed up very late watching all the coverage. One, it's being compared to the Watergate tapes and to a smoking gun. Do you think it rises to that level?
Well, as an abstract matter of presidential leadership, and why does this matter? The president's key job is keeping everybody safe. This isn't just one bad decision in the heat of the moment. This is a protracted choice over a long period of time while the stakes were as high as they could possibly be, to not inform the public in the way it needed to be informed. So this is about as big a decision as possible. What's different now, though, than during Watergate, is that we don't think about things in the abstract. We are in a condition, and we're in the middle of a presidential campaign, where everybody is off on their sides, and there has, we've seen again and again, been very little interest on the president's side to say anything that's critical of him, particularly now when it's a presidential race where the stakes are high. There's not that pressure on the president that Richard Nixon had when a lot of Republicans came to him and said, you've got to resign.
So I want to play all the CBS stuff, and that's a lot. But CBS is all in that this is the kill shot, death knell. I'm not so sure that's going to happen. I want you to listen to National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien talking about the situation.
There's a quote in this book about the COVID threat, January 28th, in the Oval Office. You're quoted to say to the president, quote, this will be the biggest national security threat you face in your presidency. This is going to be the roughest thing you face. Is that true?
It is true. It was during one of our Oval Intelligence briefs, and it was something we were concerned about. At the NSC, our job is to look around the corner and see threats that maybe the IC or other folks aren't seeing. It was a threat we saw, and we conveyed it to the president. And by the way, he took very prompt action within 48 hours of that warning. And at the time, there were no deaths in the U.S., very few cases. He banned travel, from China within 48 hours of us giving that advice. And there were very few people who thought that was a good idea at the time other than the president. So I give him a lot of credit.
This is a phone. Unusual call. Tom from Greenville. Tom, welcome aboard the demo show.
Hey,
I just wanted to tell you that my wife and I stopped at Sweet Creek for the first time yesterday afternoon around.
Well, congratulations.
And it was just great. And with that being said, can I get in on the drawing?
Absolutely, Tom. Give me a month and day of birth. What did you get yesterday?
January the 31st.
What did you get when you were there?
Well, we got some apple butter and some pepper jelly, and we had lunch. I had a Cajun roast beef, and my wife had the chicken salad, and it was all great.
The food there, try the Cuban sandwich. It is spectacular. And the apple butter is outstanding.
I tried the apple butter and the pepper jelly this morning as a breakfast dessert, I guess, if you could call it that.
Well, the apple butter on big biscuits are great.
Yeah.
With a whole bunch of butter on
it.
I love that.
I do have a question about the Woodward Trump interview business.
Sure.
I've asked several of my liberal friends this question, and they don't really answer. It turns into an attack Tom situation. My question is, did he sit on this information, or did he tell anybody at the time that Trump made these supposedly egregious comments, or did he just save it as fodder to spice up his book?
He saved it.
You got any opinions on that?
Yeah, he saved it. He said he saved it. He said he was trying to bet it, but it was more important to get the book out than to get the word out about this. So he had a financial interest in this whole thing.
Okay, well, that's kind of what I was thinking. It sounds like they're just leaking this stuff out whenever they want to, kind of like the tape that they tried to make a big deal out of, which wound up not being a big deal.
Yeah, you're going to see this weekly from here until the election. It's going to get worse. It's all going to be in your window.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear you back on the radio, buddy. And I'm glad everything went well for you.
Well, Tom from Greenville, I really appreciate that. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Do you know when we do the drawing?
Tomorrow between 2:30 and 2:45.
That's exactly right. Listen in.
Hey, great. Good deal. Thank you, bud.
Thanks, Tom.
Bye.
So now let's go back to National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien. Trump's words different than his knowledge. Listen in.
Yeah, the actions are one thing. He often talks about those. But what he's saying to Bob Woodward behind the scenes in these interviews is different than what he's saying publicly about it. Do you see a disparity there?
No, I don't see a disparity. I mean, look, we saw the threat of a pandemic. I'm not a public health professional or a doctor. We thought that this would be could potentially be a widespread pandemic. I'd seen this in a prior administration, the Bush administration, when we saw SARS. We've seen swine flu, avian flu come out of China. And we know that communist parties, their first reaction to something is to cover it up. So we had a gut feel that the Chinese communists would cover this up the same way the Soviets did with Chernobyl. So we saw a real threat. Of course, we didn't know at the time, and the WHO was saying that there was no human-to-human transmission at the time. The Chinese were downplaying it. We didn't know how it would play out as a virus. It turned out to be resilient and nasty. But at the time, we saw the threat of a pandemic. The president took extraordinary action, but at the same time, he didn't want to panic folks, and the public health professionals and the WHO and others were downplaying the threat. So I think he took just the right approach. He was calm, he was resolute, he was confident. And in the month of February, he got the vaccine program going, he got the therapeutics program going, he got the ventilator program going, and we've done things that haven't been done since World War II in this country.
Robert O'Brien is a real asset to this White House. By far, let me say again, by far, the best national security advisor for Trump. Going to be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is your roving reporter. Today I'm speaking with the Loch Ness Monster.
Hello!
Now, you live out here in the Loch.
Well, it's really a lake.
But they call it a Loch.
Yeah, lake, Loch, whatever floats your boat.
And being an aquatic creature, you probably don't have many places to keep your money.
Well, I used to keep it in the lake.
Loch.
Yeah, whatever. But it got kind of soggy, so I decided to make a change.
Where do you keep your money now?
My friend David Ernest looks after my money for me.
Really?
Yeah, really. I just call him at 279-7431, and he takes care of the rest. I never have to leave the lake.
Loch.
Whatever.
So your advice to everyone and creatures like yourself?
Call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he will take care of your money for you. He will lock it in.
Don't you mean lake it in?
Well, now, that's just stupid.
Call David Ernest, 279-7431. Mind if I ask you a question?
Oh, no, go ahead, shoot.
Do you know Bigfoot?
I think we're friends on Facebook.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hello, my name is Twan Nettles Jackson, and I'm the owner of Jackson Tax Service. And when it comes to advertising my business, Blue Water Broadcasting is my number one choice. I've been using them for several years, and they definitely helped increase my business. What are you waiting for? Give them a call today.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our forecast continues to evolve. The humidity is starting to creep back up, and the rain chances are getting a little bit better every day. So for today, with a high temperature in the lower 90s, look for a sun and cloud mix. There will be scattered, random, hit or miss afternoon and evening storms. They will generally fade out in the nighttime hours tonight, low 73. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, highs around 90 all 3 days. Look for a more generous supply of those storms roaming around each day, especially over the upcoming weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Doesn't mean it's going to rain all the time. They will be of the splash and dash variety. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
She's got something that moves my soul. 272-9228 is where we are.
But she lets me
Robert O'Brien is a real asset to the administration. The way he's handling this is perfect for what the Trump administration needs. I think he's doing a very good job of laying out the case of all the things that Trump did right and the affirmative action that he took. Listen in.
Well, on February 7th, he says China's working very hard. Late last night, he had a very good talk with President Xi. This is him on February 7th. And he goes on to talk about how it's passed through the air, the coronavirus. I guess there are multiple times where he talks about it's going to go down to zero. We could play a montage of sots after February 7th where he says it's going to wash away the COVID coronavirus. And the, your critics, the president's critics, are saying because of that, tens of thousands of people died instead of having action that could have warned them. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, well, what they're saying just is flatly wrong. It's not true. So, look, the president saved thousands and thousands of lives, first by making the decision on January 30 and announcing on January 31 that we're banning travel from China. Second, by standing up the biggest industrial program to create ventilators. Remember, at the start of this, Brett, folks were saying that doctors are going to have to make terrible decisions and give young people ventilators and take old people off ventilators and all that sort of thing. That never happened. Not only did we the stockpile of ventilators that we inherited was diminished, we rebuilt the stockpile, we made sure that every American who needed a ventilator had one, and we've given out over 16,000 ventilators around the world. So that's what we were, you know, standing up in February. So it was saving lives. Same with PPE production in the United States. Same with vaccine production. We're going to have a vaccine within a year of this virus taking hold here, which has never happened before. Yep. So the president took extraordinary action to save people's lives, but at the time that he made those statements, we were being told by many people, by the WHO, by the Chinese themselves, it turned out not to be true, by public health professionals here, that there wasn't a risk, that the virus would go away with warm weather and things like that. All of those things were being told to us. It turned out they weren't true, unfortunately, but the president was taking action, notwithstanding what the establishment and the general opinion of this virus was. He was taking action to prepare for the worst, and he saved thousands of lives as a result.
They are really good. Makes the case very, very well. Let's go to the Mortgage Corporation South winner, which I'll give her a winner, East of the Rockies. East.
There's the fanfare that only you are due, Mr. Morris.
I want to tell you something. You're the luckiest guy around.
Hey, and my plan is working perfectly, because if I'm getting a gift card, I might could go to Sweet Creek and get my Cuban sandwich.
Hey, that's diabolical.
It is, isn't it? Now, actually, I think it's creative. It's the conservative mind. Hey, listen, thank you very much. Let me tell you how I found out, because I've been working. We're out here dodging the rain today, doing service work, and some of my coworkers are very avid listeners, and they have called me relentlessly telling me I'm a winner. So you're very popular out there, big guy.
Oh, that's great. So I have more than just one listener?
Oh, yeah, you've got a few, and we're going to have to see about working something out for some cookies for you guys, since I'm at it, you know, but not that there's a quick pro quo or
definitely not a quick pro quo.
No.
So that is a good plan. So what we'll do is we'll send your information to John Williams. He'll contact you. He's going to invite you up to the mountaintop to pick up the card. I think it's a good idea to take that card and then take it to Sweet Creek Farmers.
It's a win-win situation all the way around, man.
I know, East. I like the way you think.
Hey, listen, thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to you getting better and better and better.
And East, hold on. We're going to get your information off air.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, Robert O'Brien's going to be asked a question that Carolyn had asked. Why did he do the interview with Woodward?
Why did the president sit down with Bob Woodward 18 times? He's got 20 hours of tape.
Well, listen, the president has been able to make his case to the American people. He's answered more questions probably than any president in history, at least any president in my lifetime. He spends a lot of time with the press. He spends a lot of time with the press, whether it's walking to the chopper or at Air Force One or in the briefing room. And he gives a lot of one-on-one time. And so I think, and he's willing to take the hard, tough questions from journalists who are probably opposed to him. So I think the president made a decision that he was willing to go into the lion's ring with Bob Woodward, who's the toughest investigative reporter of all time, and I think he felt confident making that decision. If Bob Woodward's put together, and I haven't read the book, if he's put together a book that wasn't kind towards the president, that's really a shame.
Joey, do you have John Williams' number?
I do. We'll take care of it.
Okay, great. Thank you. So Robert O'Brien is, as I said, really good. Now he's going to be talking about, he is mentioned in the book. He just said he had not read it yet. But listen to the way he answers it. This is good.
Concludes the book saying that the president's not fit. So I think you can get that judgment. You're quoted in the book a couple of times, but the president tells Woodward about a weapon system. He says, I've built a weapon system nobody's ever had in this country. We have stuff that you haven't seen or heard about. We have stuff that Putin and Xi have never heard about before. There's nobody. What we have is incredible. It says that national security officials were surprised that he talked about that, since a lot of it is classified. What is he talking about?
Well, look, I'm not going to get into what he's talking about, but you can rest assured that the men and women who manufacture our weapons and who have always had us on the cutting edge, whether it was back in the old days of the F-117 Nighthawk to the B-2 bomber to the F-22, F-35, we're always on the cutting edge, and we've always got something out there that our adversaries don't know about. The president didn't talk about any specific weapon system, but you can rest assured that we can protect the United States of America against any foe, any threat that's out there because of the excellent manufacturing that we do here, the research and development that we do here, and the fine men and women, the servicemen and women who man those platforms.
Now, what about Bear expecting to say, oh, yeah, we have this new nuclear-powered rocket that we just developed, but don't tell anybody. I mean, that's nuts. Now, Robert O'Brien is why I love this guy. He's going to shut down the Atlantic magazine article, and because he knows, listen to this.
Speaking about that, after the Atlantic piece, the president on Monday said this about military leadership.
I'm not saying the military is in love with me. The soldiers are. The top people in the Pentagon probably aren't, because they want to do nothing but fight wars so that all of those wonderful companies that make the bombs and make the planes and make everything else stay happy.
Many of these leaders have sons and daughters who have gone to combat or may be in combat right now. So, and I can assure the American people that the senior leaders would only recommend sending our troops to combat when it's required for national security and in the last resort.
It's obviously the Army Chief of Staff. Do you believe that the senior leadership wants to send people to war?
Well, look, I think the point that the president was making was a very similar point that Dwight Eisenhower made in his valedictory address as president, when he talked about the military-industrial complex. And he's been lionized and lauded by, across the political spectrum. The president just made a similar point. Look, the troops love the president. The president has supported the troops. He's increased the defense budget from those terrible days of sequestration that we had under Obama-Biden, when literally the troops didn't have the ammunition and the readiness and the tools necessary to defend themselves. That's been turned around. And like Ronald Reagan, the first president since Ronald Reagan who hasn't started a war. So the president would like to get our troops, soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines home to the extent we can. We want to shift those burdens to our partners and allies. And we want to bring our troops home. And I think he was making that point. He's got a great relationship with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, with the other senior leaders in the Pentagon, uniformed leaders in the Pentagon. And I've seen that up close and personal. I know they have tremendous affection for him.
And I think what he's trying to say is that sometimes generals are too quick to go to war. It's not that they want to send them to war, it's that becomes their first option instead of a different option. And I think that's what he's trying to say. Now, he did mention something there that Brett is going to ask about. Other nations are buying our weapons, and so is that a bad thing? And no, that's not. That is a very, very good thing. Listen to that.
Why did... Obviously, you know, he often, with world leaders, talks about how much they're buying from the defense industrial complex and what weapons they're buying and how much they're paying. So it was just an interesting thing that raised eyebrows. I want to ask you about this. The UAE...
Well, look, we want our partners to burden share. Absolutely, Brett. I mean, we can't, the American taxpayer can't afford to defend the entire free world as it has. And so we want our allies and our partners to spend some of their own money. Some of them are very wealthy countries like Germany and the Gulf Arab states and that sort of thing. So we want them to buy the equipment that they need to defend themselves. We'll be there side by side with them, but it can't all be up to the American
taxpayers. Speaking about burden sharing, the UAE-Israel deal signing is next week. Will there be other Arab-Israeli delegations that make that decision before election?
You know, none of this is driven by election day politics. I mean, these are very hard negotiations to go through, as you saw since the UAE-Israel deal, and that was a signal deal. It's the first time in 25 years that we've had such a deal, and I was lucky enough to be on the first commercial flight, El Al flight, from Ben Gurion Airport to Abu Dhabi International Airport last week, and it was a very emotional experience for the people on the plane and for the host that received us at the UAE. Since that time, Kosovo, has a Muslim majority country, has said that they're going to recognize Israel and move their embassy to Jerusalem. I think you're going to see other countries do it, but they're complex, difficult negotiations. I don't know if we'll get it done by any certain date, but we're working hard on it.
Notice he says the calendar is not a campaign calendar. If he wins, he's going to be cage by the door of all these things happening simultaneously at the end of 2020, the beginning of 2021. Now he's going to be asked, because of that, Nobel Peace Prize nomination.
Obviously, the news of the Nobel Peace Prize nomination not getting through today, but you're happy about that, as is the president, I'm sure.
Well, I've always said that the president came into office known as a deal maker. He's going to leave office known as a peacemaker. When you look at what he's done in Afghanistan, negotiating a ceasefire between the Turks and the Kurds, normalizing relations between the UAE and Israel, between Kosovo and Serbia, and I think there's more to come. He's got a pretty impressive record. I don't know if anyone else has has a record similar, so he should get the prize. I don't know what the committee will do or not.
And the withdrawal of troops from Iraq and the same thing with Afghanistan, nothing to do with Election Day?
No, you know, look, the president campaigned on ending the forever wars, but he also campaigned on burden sharing. And so one of the things that is the untold story of Iraq, and I saw your piece earlier, Jennifer Griffin's piece, is that we now have 1,800 NATO troops working side by side with our troops on train and assist and countering ISIS. I think the number of NATO troops is going to go up. Our European allies are in Iraq. I think that allows us to draw down, and the same thing in Afghanistan. So, look, we need to resolve these conflicts. We need to do it in a manner that preserves the way of life of the Afghan people, the Iraqi people, and we need to bring as many of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines home as possible. And part of that is by ending conflicts with peace agreements, and part of that is by getting our allies to step up. And no one's had more success on that front than the president.
Now, he's going to end on an interesting note. This is the last question he's asked.
There is an investigation, a whistleblower complaint, alleging the DHS suppressed intel reports on Russian election interference. The complaint itself refers back to you, saying that this instruction specifically originated from you. Is that true? This has to do with the former acting secretary for Homeland Security.
No, I've never even heard of this guy. I don't know who he is, and it's hearsay. He says he heard it from somebody else, and in polite society, that's the sort of thing that used to be frowned on. Now it gets news coverage. It's totally false. And I don't think there's anyone who's been tougher on Russia in this administration than I have been, or the president, for that matter, has been. I've been writing about Russia for years and years and years. I have a well-developed reputation on that. We've taken extraordinarily strong action against Russia on a whole number of fronts, from Nord Stream to their support of Venezuela. We've sanctioned more Russians than any administration in history. But I'll tell you one thing, that China is a serious threat to our elections. Iran is a serious threat to the free and fair elections here, and I certainly want reporting on not just what Russia's doing, but what China's doing, what Iran and what other bad actors are doing. But I've never heard of this guy. It's absurd.
He shut that guy down. He's on 93.1. Sam O'Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
For a limited time, get super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $39.99 per month. But if you act fast, you can double your speed for just $5 more, which means it's twice as fast as super fast. Is it super, super fast? Super fast plus. Whatever it is, it's awesome. Switch to Internet 100 from WOW for only $39.99 per month. And then double your speed for just $5 more. Sign up at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
It concerns your community. You'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
That's where we are. Thumbs up Thursday. Joey, don't you like East Plan? Pick up the card, then go down to Quick Creek, and then buy cookies and everything else?
Oh, yeah, it sounds delicious. Well, he's making me hungry here midday.
And that's thinking. He's a thinking kind of guy. Let's go to the Department of Homeland Security whistleblower story on CBS after you just heard what Robert O'Brien said. He didn't even know this guy.
The Department of Homeland Security rejects new claims from a whistleblower who says that he faced retaliation for refusing to change intelligence reports that did not fit President Trump's political objectives. He says he was told to leave out details about Russian election interference and the threat from white supremacists. Jeff Pagaz has that story.
In the complaint, Brian Murphy, who oversaw the DHS Intelligence Division until last month, alleges that acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf and his second-in-command, Ken Cuccinelli, ordered intelligence assessments on Russian interference efforts in the presidential election be changed because they made the president look bad. Murphy says instead he was told to focus on the interference activities by China and Iran. And he says that Wolf told him that these instructions came from White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien.
This coverage is totally false, and I don't think there's anyone who's been tougher on Russia in this administration than I have been.
And as violence intensified in cities across the country this summer, Murphy says he was told to modify intelligence on white supremacists in a manner that made the threat appear less severe, as well as include information on the prominence of violent left-wing groups and Antifa, in line with the president's public comments.
Antifa is a criminal organization.
Mark Zaid is Murphy's attorney.
Information pertaining to Russia and the analysis in the intelligence reports was downplayed in order to ensure additional favorable information to President Trump, which was something Mr. Murphy said no, he would not do.
The White House denies that O'Brien ever dictated such changes. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff wants Murphy to testify before his committee later on this month. Murphy's attorney says that his client will cooperate with any congressional investigations.
Any congressional investigation? Does that mean the House side or the House and Senate side? I wish Burr would get off his butt and get engaged in this game. This isn't Karl Rove talking about Trump and handling the virus in the Bob Woodward revelation.
Karl, I come because to you first, before we even talk about the other issues of that press conference, because this is cooking and making news. We've got Joe Biden getting ready to speak, and we're thinking he may make a comment about this as well. I first of all want to get your reaction to it.
Well, every president does a Bob Woodward book and gives him plenty of interviews and then later comes to regret it, and this is probably one of those instances. I think we need to put this in proper frame, particularly if this is going to be on the receiving end of a Joe Biden partisan comment. There, in the beginning of all of these pandemics, having been through this a couple of times inside the White House, there's a lot of information that turns out to be inaccurate, and you're trying to sort of feel your way forward when there are a lot of imponderables and a lot of unknowns. So the president is being told by people this could be bad, and then he has got the responsibility of not engaging in panic making. I would just remind people this. Everybody thinks that these things, you know, in retrospect, we all know everything and we hindsight is perfect. Remember, in February and March, the top advisors to Joe Biden are going on television like Ezekiel Emanuel and saying, masks don't work. Don't worry, this is not going to be a pandemic. We shouldn't engage in fear-mongering. This is going on at the same time that the president is sitting there trying to get that balance between, I'm being told this could really be bad, and I don't want people to panic. So before we start making judgments about one person in this drama, we ought to sit back and make the same judgment, be willing to make the same judgment about both players in this drama. And the record is pretty clear. President Trump took actions that Joe Biden disagreed with, like the China travel ban. President Trump is saying things about the pandemic that, in retrospect, I think he would like to revise and withdraw. But so does Joe Biden, whose advisors are out there saying, literally, I was taken aback looking at the footage of Ezekiel Emanuel on television saying, masks don't work, don't go out and buy a mask, and saying this is not going to be a pandemic. This is in February and in March that advisors to Biden are saying these kind of things.
Call of the spot on. They really need to hone a really good message on this, because if they can tamp this down, this is like one of those miracle shots, and you get stronger after that. Call on what Trump did and what the others did.
I want to get to this, Carl. Here are two clips from the president's interview with Bob Woodward on COVID-19 that reporters were referencing during that lengthy press briefing. Watch together.
It goes through air, Bob. That's always tougher than the touch. You know, the touch, you don't have to touch things, right? But the air, you just breathe the air, and that's how it's passed. And so that's a very tricky one. That's a very delicate one. It's also more deadly than your strenuous flus.
Well, I think, Bob, really, to be honest with you...
Sure, I want you to
I
be.
Wanted to... I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want to create a panic.
He said he wanted to always play it down. What's problematic with that, though, is that we knew, at least at that point, the president has said he knew, that China was not playing fairly. So the American people didn't have a shot at getting the real truth. We weren't going to get it from the WHO. We weren't going to get it from China. And it looks like we got some sort of watered-down version of it from President Trump.
Well, that's one way of looking at it, and certainly, but again, you know, if the president doesn't know everything to a certainty, then err on the side of caution, and maybe you could make the argument that he should have said masks and social distancing earlier as a result of that, particularly if he knew that it was aerosol-borne. But again, you know, we expect perfection from people in places where perfection is not possible, and dealing with pandemics is a place where, in particular, the unknowns are large and difficult to deal with. What if the president had said at that point things that had sparked a panic? We'd now be looking back and saying he should have been more measured. So, is any president in dealing with a situation like this is going to look back and say, there are things I've done differently? But when it gets injected into a partisan environment like we are in the last 55 days of a presidential election, I think a lot of this is going to be partisan, screaming and shouting.
Mr. 93.1, Dan Moore Show, heading to the final hour right after this.